just slang words in general. Mm-hmm. I'm not speaking of one specific word. Mm-hmm. Speaking of lots of slang words that's been used here. And like we had a lady living in this house, renting this house one time after the war, before I moved, rebuilt it. She said, "We butch up the King's English." I said, "Well, since when do we use the King's English?" I didn't know we was using the King's English. I thought we'd freed ourselves from the British Empire. Well, I know it, that Britain leads us into every hassle we ever get into, and Britain's indirectly responsible for it. And I don't like that idea very much, but then there's not anything I can do about it. Mm-hmm. So I just dismissed the thought from my mind.
The kind of bird that can see in the dark, you call
owl.
It? What different kinds are they?
There's a barn owl, a hoot owl, screech owl. I don't know.
What's the difference between a barn owl and a hoot owl?
A hoot owl is a bigger one than a barn owl. They're about the same size, and then the screech owl. Yes, I believe the screech owl is a smaller one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know just the different sizes of them, but that's the name. That's the three I know.
Mm-hmm. What's the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Does what?
A bird that drills holes in trees.
Woodpecker and a yellowhammer.
Okay. What do you call a large one?
The largest one I know was yellowhammer.
Did you ever hear of one called the Lord God?
No.
What about woodpecker being called a peckerwood?
Well, I'll tell you about the word peckerwood. I'll tell you what that is. That was one guy talking about another, and he's an old peckerwood.
Just joking?
Yeah. That woodpecker is the only way you could pronounce it, because they've got a name about as long, I think, as that tape recorder there for the bird, but I don't, it'll take a college professor to announce it. That's like medical terms.
What's the kind of black and white animal that's got a strong smell?
That's a little bitty old skunk.
And a bushy?
Civet cat.
Huh?
Civet cat.
Is that different?
They're the same. Civet cat's what they are there. And then skunk is what they're called.
Uh-huh.
They're the same. They have musk that they still have to see this. And that's their defense.
Mm-hmm. What's a bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees?
Coon.
Or smaller than that, you probably have around here either.
Squirrel.
What different kinds of squirrels are there?
Well, there's a red squirrel, which is a fox squirrel, and a flying squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Down in around the valley there, they have the black squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have a gray squirrel. I don't know, that's another one that I don't know about, but I know there's gray squirrel, fox squirrel, and the black squirrel, which is down south of us. Mm-hmm. There's quite a few black squirrels. Once in a while there's some black squirrel around here, but you don't see them very often. And the fox squirrel is what we have run around the yard mostly. There's a red squirrel. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of orange colored underneath the stomach. They're orangey colored. Yeah, kind of a brown on the top, mm-hmm. on the back.
Do you have something kind of like a squirrel, only smaller, that has stripes down its back?
Oh, let me see. Oh, I don't know. Offhand, I can't think of anything. Out in West Texas, there's a lot of little things out there that I don't know anything about around here that's not down here.
Mm-hmm.
See, West Texas and South Texas is